SF has launched a new industry initiative. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield, a content partnership with BASF. To eradicate pigweed, it's important to understand its biology. Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager with BASF, joins us on Brownfield after this.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Water hemp can grow at a rate of 2 inches a day, which means every day that weed is in your field, the growing points multiply rapidly, meaning more areas of the plant can produce seed. BASF is leading an initiative to defend acres in new ways and eradicate pigweeds on the farm. Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager at BASF, joins us today. Darren, one of the challenges for producers is pigweeds are prolific seed producers.
Pigweeds, and specifically palmer and water hemp, are very aggressive plants. They're dioecious, meaning that they outcross, so there's males and females, which adds a lot of genetic diversity to them. But some of the other characteristics that make pigweeds so troublesome are that they produce a lot of seed. You know, palmer can produce up to 500,000 seeds and water hemp over 1 million seeds. So allowing one of those to go to seed just propagates the problem for at least the next year, if not 2 or 3 years later. So, and they also grow fast, which puts a lot of pressure on making timely post-emergent applications. So that's why we come back to some of these other cultural practices, as well as recommending multiple effective modes pre-emergent. So anything that we can do to slow those weeds or prevent them from even coming up and give us more flexibility for the timing of our post-applications really helps the situation. So, there's several characteristics that make pigweeds really tough. And one is the number of seed it produces, the growth rate of it, and the fact that they can emerge all summer long. So those are the challenges. The weakness, I would say, and our opportunity to control pigweeds is that they have a very small seed and it doesn't last very long in the soil. And so that's why with a good program of 3, 4, 5 year program, we can get ahead of these things and we can eliminate them from our fields.
That's Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager with BASF. You can learn more at OperationWeedEradication.com. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield, a content partnership with BASF.